Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, 5560, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Yes, I completely agree with you with everything that you said. Literally, when this whole thing first started rolling out, people were dragging me because I was like, you know, it just seems like they have that type of relationship where they antagonize each other, they fight each other. The timeline wasn't making sense. You know, if he's supposed to be this abuser and all of this, but you're going on different talk shows and your podcasts with him talking about how he's so great, it didn't make any sense. And, like, I will say, Kiki's mother, her mouth is crazy. That was insane. And her coming back to lie and clean up that whole Usher comment, that lets me know.
That was clearly a lie.
Yes, that lets me know her and Kiki definitely talk greasy
about Usher. Yeah, they talk greasy about everybody. Yes, they do.
Yes. Yeah, and you can definitely tell that they do not respect him whatsoever. I don't know if he was emasculated before he got in the relationship or if Kiki and her mother emasculated him. Of course, before people start, you know, jumping on me, I'm not saying that even if you antagonize someone that they are justified in getting physical with you, especially a man who is, I think he's like 6'3", 6'4", he's huge. I'm not saying that he's right, but I'm saying that everybody has their own things that they need to be accountable for. But I'll get off the line, but I just want to say, you are right. Don't let people, you know, discourage you for getting on you. People don't like the truth. People don't like the truth. All right,
thanks,
bye.
Folks. Bye. Let me take another one. 7727, you live on the air.
Yo, what's up? So I just kind of wanted to touch on the whole black woman thing because, you know, I saw a lot of
comments. Yeah, what's up? Talk to me. I like that. Like, yeah, what's up? What's up? You know, if you're trying to say what's up. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Nah, look, for real. So I know that you're not trying to disrespect black women. And, you know, I know the comments, like, take it as that. But I feel like you mean, like, within the black community, when you say that being a black woman kind of, like, helps the story. And everybody want to believe Kiki because, you know, I mean, I grew up watching Kiki. Kiki is, like, America's sweetheart, but like within the black community. So it's like, you know, you're not wrong when you say that being a black woman in that right will give you an advantage and it's gonna make the public want to take your side because it's like
it does.
You know, it makes you seem like, you know, a victim, more like a victim.
Well, you gotta think about it. You gotta think about it. Let's think about it. Kiki showed steal videos, okay, right? And so every steal
right,
shot,
right.
Everybody's believing that.
That's what I'm saying. When I first seen it, I ran with it. Like I was.
Everybody ran with it. But listen. You have Kiki Palmer's mother talking crazy as hell. Kiki calm as hell there. You also have an audio that I released of Kiki Palmer admitting that she hits him based on how he makes her feel. Then he has also, whether we argue the defense wounds or not, he has provided scratches and scars. And there's text messages between the mother and him, because they're all in a one relationship, of saying, she
right.
hit me, and the mom is saying, she's drunk. But nobody believes that he could be a victim. Everything still goes to, somehow he's whooping Kiki's ass. That's crazy.
Yeah, see, it's, I mean, I know people use
off of a steel
like
shot.
That, but that's, yeah, it's not always the case sometimes, so. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the world we live in. So it is what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, thank
that's
you.
True. Yeah, thank you.
He literally had, whether it's true or not, he's shown more proof of her beating his ass than her beating his. And then him beating hers. Because I can guarantee you, if she'd had those scratches and those little bitty scratches and stuff that y'all saw, you wouldn't have said those were defense marks. Oh, he whooped her ass. If there would have been a text message, if she's saying, he hit me, we would have been running with it. If he would have been on that audio saying, I apologize for hitting you for the way you make me feel, you motherfuckers would have been running with it. But because it's her and she's a black woman and it's Kiki Palmer, it's excused. I get it. But let's just admit that there's a cultural bias and there's a gender bias and there's a color bias and there's a racial bias. And then we can talk. If we can't admit that, then, girl, we cannot talk. We cannot talk. We cannot talk. I don't want to talk to you. If you can admit that, I don't want to talk to you. So don't call me. 0585, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
So I totally agree with you. I think his mom was out of pocket. I feel like no family should get into anybody's business. I'm just speaking from past experience because when me and my husband first met, we would argue. My mom would get involved, and it would just make things ten times worse. You know what I mean? They're cool now, but it's just, I don't know. I just agree. Yeah, I don't think she should have said all that because, yeah, not even my man's mom could talk to me like that.
That's what I'm saying. Are you going to let your man's mama talk to you like that? That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
like,
no. You will get cussed out.
Imagine your man's father talking to you like that. Imagine if it was the roles were reversed let's not even do that. Let's imagine this audio came out and the dad came out and went the fuck off on Keke Palmer's mama. What do you think the internet would be doing? Defending the mama and calling that man an abuser and saying that's why his son is an abuser because they don't know how to talk to women. That man would be trash. After all that shit that woman said about his whole family, y'all would still find a way to drag the dad if he came out. And it is what it is. That's what it gives here. This is the world we live in.
Exactly. And I do agree with you. It is a definitely gender bias, color bias, all that. Because, if the roles were reversed, internet would have been up in hams for that. But, for the future, anybody listening, don't let your mama, your daddy, nobody get involved. Because at the end of the day, watch them get back together 6 months later and try to act like none of this happened. But, Thank you, Armand. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Shout out to the Bay Area. Let me take another call. And super chats to the top. Thank you, Gross, for depositing your check. I love you for that. 6349, you're live on the air.
How you doing, Armand?
Hey, how you doing, boo?
All right. So I just want to say you are totally right. And on top of that, that's why he recorded this time, because obviously the mama talks like that to him all the time.
Because
why would he just record,
And he said, I'm used to you talking to me like that. And then also, the mom does not hold Keke accountable. And I don't know if you were here earlier, when he said, she hit me. Don't leave her. You can't leave. So it's really, fuck you. He's like, well, she hit me. I never thought she would do that. She's drunk. So now that's an excuse because she's drunk. Now, if he was drunk and slapped her, is that an excuse? No, it's not. But because
that
it's Keke Palmer and
person.
She's a woman, it's an excuse. So she can slap the fuck out of you and scratch you because she's mad. You better not leave my daughter. That's the shit I be talking about. Like, that's bullshit.
That was too much. And then there was the part for me when the mom was calling him limp blank and limp blank this. And it was like, oh, so Keke, are you complaining to your mama about what's going on in the bedroom?
Exactly. So why does his mama know about his dick being limp? Keke, you telling your mom about your man dick?
That part. And then she's talking about something. Yeah, because I talked to the grandmama like, oh, what the grandmama got to do with all this? Going bad on the mama. So you are right, and that lady was really out of line, and she really trying to backtrack it. But like you said, you should have lied about something else. And my last point, too, is if I know that my dude is crazy, I'm not about to let my mama. Is that how my mama talk? I'm not about to let my mama be on the phone talking like that. Because I'm there by myself.
Yeah.
Exactly. Keke was laughing in the background a little bit, all of that.
And co-signing the mama. She was telling she was on there, and you're mentally ill. You have a mental disorder. Like, she's doing, like they're both, they're jumping him.
And I know why he did kill me with
But my thing is this. I'm not going to say, Keke couldn't get her one off because, nigga, I do believe he'd be disrespectfully talking to her, whatever. She happens like that. But I feel like the way they're trying to paint it is he's mentally ill, schizophrenic, bipolar, and an abuser. I'm not finna get on it. And the nigga came for his son and his son not there. I'm not finna piss him off.
Not at all.
I'm not finna, that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm.
If anything, I'm going to go, I'm going to have to, if anything, and if he that crazy, I'm going to have a son there. Hey, look, here's his son. I'm going to just make up a lie. We're going to go get the son. I'm going to be cool. I'm not going to be, Yeah, and you're crazy. And I talked to your mom, and they told me not to fuck with you. And right, mom, and you should know you always with Dorian, like insinuating he gay too. You like you almost try to, like you try to insinuate he was gay.
Low key, she did try that.
She did. That's
and
what
then,
I'm
like,
saying.
Said,
like,
we need the video because now that you saying like what you were saying about he was trying to get the phone, that kind of do look like he snatched.
It looked
phone
like he was trying to get his phone. It do look like he was trying to get his phone. It's no shade.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was recording them.
Mm-hmm. And she knew that them cameras were up in there. That's why they picked them certain pictures to put out there like that. But I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I know somebody else might want to talk, but I love you, Armand. Keep it going.
Thank
keep
you.
It going. And deposit your check. Hey.
Period. Okay. Deposit your check. Bye. let's really talk about it. 7054, you live on the air.
Saying Kiki Palmer, you a bitch.
Okay. 3062, you live on the air.
Come on.
Hey, what's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is a very good live, and what I'm focusing on is what's going to happen when he goes to this hearing. And that audio paints a different picture. And I would hope that his defense team pointed out the fact that they were gaslighting him, and they never mentioned any type of assault in that whole barrage of insults. And that's
they
what the
never
judge
did.
Is going to hone in on. The judge is going to hone in on that, and they're going to also hone in on the fact that there's a police report, and there's no reference to an assault. It was just a custody exchange. So I think it's going to go in his favor. And I'm glad I heard the audio because, in hindsight, one would believe that this 6'4 guy might have, in fact, assaulted her, but it appears that the mother probably gaslighted the whole situation. Kiki, she's, you know, that's the mother's daughter. You know,
yep.
At the end of the day, I don't think that it's going to be bad for him, but I think the audio should have came out. And I think, I'm not saying the guy didn't verbally abuse her, but I don't know what they obviously contribute to it other than what we hear on this audio, which is a whole lot. This audio is the piece that he needs to get joint custody at minimum.
Right. And don't you think that that's crazy though? Like, again, could you imagine if he was that crazy, the mom would be talking like that? You think the only lie
Absolutely.
She would tell is about
hone in on for if this guy's crazy, he's violent, all this. And you're calling this guy everything under the sun. You're talking about his family. You're saying the most vile things. It's just incredible that anyone believes that this guy wouldn't have snapped. Because if he's crazy, he would have snapped right there.
He would have snapped right there and whooped her ass.
Right. And the mother, wait, hold on, let me say this. I don't know if the mother's trying to get the bag or what. Because she might be trying to set Kiki up, too. Because she's probably the beneficiary of her insurance.
No, but I'm just saying, like, come on, like, and then lie on Usher and say that you lied because you were protecting your daughter from being abused by him. That was bullshit. No, you didn't think that audio was going to get out.
That was BS. She didn't know the audio was going to get out, and she's just trying to clean it up because Usher has some very good lawyers, too. Very good lawyers. So if you're putting the room out like that without proof, she's opening herself up to a lawsuit. So I saw why she tried to come clean it up.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Talk to you soon. Shout out to
right,
Dennis Byron from the Hip Hop Inquirer. Make sure you guys go check out him and Mr. Dennis Byron on Twitter and Instagram and Hip Hop Inquirer on YouTube. We love when, I fuck with Dennis. I like him. All right, 3117, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
OMG. Okay, I'm up here. Look, I got my notes and I'm ready. You ready?
Okay, period. Let's go.
Okay, so I see a couple people in the comments talking about this court order. And let me tell you something. We not about to act like it's not a bias. I do agree with you, Armand, because this coming from somebody that done been there, done that. And we got to know as ladies that we still get leniency when it's a male versus a female opposed to a female versus a male. So the court order, they're going to approve that just off of the facts or the initial facts, but they still got to take time to really get into the nitty-gritty. Now, let's talk about this phone call, T. Look, I think Kiki knew exactly what was going on. When they found out that man had a recording, they was like, oh, we need to go ahead and put these pictures out. Look, put them cameras up, make it look like he crazy, and he put hands on you because, baby, if I would have found out that my mama was recorded on a phone call like that and it was going to get released. You got to make him look like the bad guy. Like, we not about to act like she have been in this business for a very long time. So she knows you can't wait until it come out. You got to beat the person to the punch. So if she found out that he had this recording, baby, she knew she had to do something to make her not look like the problem. So we got to be honest with that. Now let's talk about the text message T. Okay, he has proof that he sent a text message that said, okay, this woman done hit me. I do think that that's going to mess her up. As soon as you played the audio, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be so bad because, you know, you never look at Kiki in this light. So I don't know what is going to happen once they go to court, but this phone call is definitely going to put some stuff in the air. The only thing I'm nervous about, though, if it is proof of, like, mental illness in his family, how do you feel if they, like, use that card? Like, what do you think will happen if they pull that
out? And I think that's what the people are not saying. I feel like the mental illness is there, and I feel like that's what got her the temporary restraining order on top of her being the mother in default. You know what I mean? And that's why I feel like the mental illness is the reason why she would get custody if there's any reason.
And that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that might
be like that's why I think
joker.
That's what's getting her. I think that is the joker. It's no shade. That is the joker.
Exactly,
it's not the hitting.
Right. Exactly.
That's the joker.
And that's what I was saying. So I will agree with you too. As soon as you heard that conversation and they didn't say nothing that whole time about that man putting hands on her. And look, I'm like you when it came down to that Megan Thee Stallion case. I want to see the video footage. I want to see everything before I jump on any side. But right now it is looking a little shaky from over here when it comes to Kiki because he got the text message evidence and this phone call. So that right there already make it messy.
And he got the scratches.
So I'm like, baby, you're going to have to come up with something. Like, they did a good job by beating him to the punch with the mess that was coming out. But I need them to do, well, I don't know what they're going to do with that. And then, look, let's go ahead and talk about the Usher part. We all know, okay, well, this is alleged because I know people be getting in trouble and stuff. But you know how they've been putting out or releasing, you know, him, Diddy. This is stuff that we've been hearing about for years. You know what I'm saying? So she's not saying nothing that people haven't already been kind of like whispering about, but the way she said that with her chest on that phone, I'm like, girl, you know you believe that. But once again, they came in with that damage control.
And then she came through with, you so dumb, you don't know the business. Meaning like, girl, this was just a clout. Like, Usher has the most, and that word, it meant Usher has a viral concert. Kiki needed something for her brand for some engagement.
Okay.
So she did it. He's gay, you idiot.
This is
you don't understand the business. But it was more for clout. We're going every girl went to the Usher concert and got serenaded, you dummy. He's gay.
Period.
Why do you keep getting mad at her for Usher? But that goes back to the original thing. She was dead wrong for doing that. You in a relationship with me and you got more clout and more power to me. Don't hold me out like that. But it goes to what I was trying to tell you guys from the beginning. She never respected him. So she felt like I can go to the Usher concert and do this shit because I don't respect you, nigga. Because he might be a little fuck. And so when he called her a hoe and a bitch, she didn't like it. But he called her that because he's like, you bitch, why would you do that? And you know, you're a mother and you know, I'm your man, and you're going to play me like that? And she thinking, bitch, fuck you. And this is Usher. I got more money than you. Women will do that when they make more money than you, and especially when they have a mother that's in a relationship, too. They don't respect him as a man. She just wanted a baby from him because he's cute and probably got a big dick. Let's talk about
it. Yeah, and I agree with that 100% because that was my last point. We're not about to act like this whole Usher Kiki Palmer thing was not an argument in every single household, not even just a black household. Every single household, when this came out for how many weeks straight, you know he was going to start calling her names and stuff because when you want to, like, you're literally on the Shade Room 20 times a day, every single day for 3 weeks after the situation. You knew his feelings was hurt, and everything that he said about her, a Jezebel, a hoe, a this and that, we not about to act like everybody in the comments, everybody that's listening, we not going to act like if our man saw us doing some stuff we ain't had no business or got caught up doing something a little too flirty, he do not get his little feelings hurt and get to calling some names. But that does not give his mama permission to go in on that. And she really went in. Like, she didn't do.
She did.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, we're not going to act like our parents don't be having our back now. Like, I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't want my mama to have my back like that. But when the recording come out, I did not know she even said that. Like, I would have been running for the hills. I don't know what
But the way she said that is like you felt like you could bully him. That's what I'm saying. Y'all bitch. So here's the thing. They talk down to him anyway because they don't respect him. That's not just a regular argument.
Yeah.
You feel like he's slow. He might be a little slow, and he don't have as much. So you're belittling him at that point because you could have got that same thing across. But now you're like, you're talking down at him and his whole family. You don't respect him as a man, as a person. You feel better than
him. And now that this phone call came out, I think they should have gave up on this relationship a while ago. Because when you don't respect your man to that point, to the point where you and your mom are belittling him, like you said, financial, we're not going to act like financials don't play a key role. When your man making more, the woman, you know, do her big one or, like, you know, hold down the house and everything like that. But when it's the woman that's up and the man is down, a lot of times women get to doing that, throwing daggers at them and making them feel less than and breaking them as a man. And like somebody else said on the call, if he was really the type of person, I mean, well, then again, that's kind of shaky because if I was recording a phone call, I'm not going to haul off and hit her because obviously I'm using this to, you know, help my case. But if he was really whooping her ass like they was making it seem, he would have snapped because if somebody was talking to me like that, baby, I'm gonna knock the pine cone. Okay, but look, I went over all of my facts. Oh my, I love you so much, and
you're
very, very honest. Even down to the Megan Thee Stallion situation, you want to hear all the facts. You did not jump on the bandwagon just because somebody said it or because multiple people
no.
on one side. You waited till the facts came out and you stood on your S-H-I-T.
Well, I was already
iffy
because I seen like I didn't understand. I didn't even understand that Keke Palmer feeling like she could do that with the Usher because I feel like if he went to the Megan Thee Stallion concert, see, that's the thing. Because let's be all the way clear. Oh, y'all not going to like this.
They're not going to like it, but I know where you're going with it.
Keke Palmer's not the baddest bitch in the world, honestly.
Okay.
And honestly, you know, sometimes he a little prettier than her, no shade. And so if if he would have went to a bad bitch concert like a Megan Thee Stallion or a Sweetie concert and they throwing it back like that and he over
and
there with his shirt open, the mama would be going crazy.
Okay, and my thing is he could easily do that and be like, oh, well, y'all saying I'm not getting no gigs. Y'all saying I'm not teeth. So I had to go to this concert so I could get me some deals. So now
you
what?
Know the business.
That,
you know the business.
Look,
right.
Because everybody would have been on that man's tail behind that. Do you hear me? So I 100% agree with you. Even when you said that last time on your last live or video, I agree with you. Because he could have did the same thing to get a little clout to try to boost up his career, especially if they at home talking down on him for minutes and hours at a time about how he don't got nothing. He not good for nothing. He can't get no roles. He illiterate. He can't talk. Like, what? If it was the other way around, baby, Amon, it would have been in shambles and everybody would have been on that man's head. So,
but that's the thing. So then you get Keke Palmer and you like Usher. Now Usher is fine, right? So she want to be, and so that'll make him feel insecure because you know, like it's him or Usher, bitch. I'm going Usher all day. So
okay,
you see.
Period.
So Keke,
and you,
so
and
that's
you know when, that was the conversation in the house.
Yeah, it's like, girl, like this is Usher, like so. But you're gonna put this on, and you're gonna play me like that. But you feel like you can play me because you don't respect me.
Exactly.
And then
and
your mama make you, and your mama is. Make you feel like you don't have to.
Yeah, that was that conversation, that phone call alone. That was really, really bad, and they should have been called this off a minute ago, like before it even got nasty like this. If that's the way their interactions are at home between themselves and their mama, parents getting involved, siblings getting involved, if that's how it's being behind closed doors, they should have been closed that door before it got nasty like this. Because really, like everybody's saying, Keke has been America's sweetheart, been a doll in everybody's eyes, and now this is really bad. I feel like she could come back from it, but and as far as the courts go, that this is a little sticky because he got some tea with him now between that call, that text messages, the pictures of the scratches and everything else. Baby.
I just feel like, girl, we just got to be real. I would have been a little bit more neutral if the mama wouldn't have came out and then lied on the Usher piece and try to make it seem like all of a sudden he was abusing her, because then that makes me feel like, girl, look, you could have been too fearful for your daughter's life, because, bitch, the way that you degraded that man and berated him while you were on speaker and he was in her face, you didn't give a shit.
Him and the mama and the daddy and the brother. I'm like, you
couldn't have cared about your daughter's
like
safety.
You had a hit list. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my, it's bad. Like, it's really bad. I'm not going to lie. Like, when the pictures came out, I'm not going to lie. Me being a woman, I was like, ooh, look, he better not be putting hands on my Kiki now. But now that this is coming out, I'm kind of looking like somebody else said it. They was like, it looked like she installed the cameras to be able to use it against him. And that's stuff that people do. If someone knows that, oh, you have a recording of me doing something wrong, or you got some evidence of me doing something to you, now I need to put myself in a position where I can come and get you first. And that's what it was kind of given now.
My thing is,
my thing is
for Kiki, girl, if you giving all that, then put the whole video in the case. Why are you doing the steal? You got the video. To get the steal, you had to get the video.
The video being put out, period. Like, that just should have got done. Why am I looking at three steal pictures from a video? And
Because you know why? Because what did the mom say? Usher's gay. Mm. You need to know the business, publicity. You know why? Because she thought she was going to get out there and lie to the public and say she was going to lie like she did now. They lie. She's going to lie and say, oh, I did that to protect my daughter from being abused. So you know what? I put these steel shots out because this nigga, I want the narrative out. That he's whooping. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you think you bad? You think you got a video? You think you got some audio mm-hmm. on me? You think you bad? Mm-hmm. I'm Kiki Palmer. Mm-hmm. I'm rich, bitch. I'm famous, bitch. We got $30 million off you, nigga. Watch these steel shots go out. Who you think they gonna choose? Me or you, bitch-ass nigga? That's why.
Period. And that's definitely what it's given,
that's
100%.
Why.
And nobody
that's
can
why.
Lie. That's 100%.
Who you think they gonna choose, me or you? That's why.
They're gonna choose her every time. Period.
That's why.
Yeah, we're gonna have to wait to see some more tea, but baby, you definitely dropped the tea. Oh, and lastly, before I leave, I'm very proud of you for putting that Armand, what is it called, when you put the little tag
okay.
in there? Yeah, because they be trying to steal your tea and not give you no credit. So, baby, you made sure. Oh, yeah, you're going to notice some Armand tea here, baby. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, we're going to wrap it up right here.
All right.
Bye, boo. Okay, so I want to say this last thing. To change my mind, all I'm saying is we need the video because I don't know what's going on. I don't believe nothing. I don't trust nobody. I don't know. I need to see the video. That's what I'm saying. Give me the video. Give me the video. I'm not doing these steel shots. Darius has provided scratches, scrapes, text messages, and audio. Kiki has provided her mother verbally abusing him and steel shots. I need more over here, Kiki. I need more. I need the video. So those are my thoughts on that. People in the comments say you don't ever believe women. It's not I don't believe women. But when there's text messages of the man saying, she hit me, when there's audio of the woman that we're supposed to be believing saying, it's my bad when I put my hands on you based on how you made me feel, meaning she admitted that she hit him because she got mad at what he said. Then you got the mama talking crazy to him like this, belittling him. What the fuck is there to believe? Only thing there to believe is she's whooping his ass and don't respect him. You expect me to believe some steel shots? Show me the video. Even in the audio, never one time did they say, don't hit on my daughter. That didn't come out until she tried to clean up the lie from Usher. If that's what it is, then I don't believe it. I don't. give a fuck. I'm going off the facts. We don't believe the police. We don't believe the, I just showed y'all the police came to the house. They said it's no domestic violence. He didn't hit her. I showed the police record card. That didn't happen. It was a custody. The text messages where she said, where he said he hit her. I mean, she hit him. The audio where she said she hit him. The scratches. We 4-1. What we got from Kiki? Some steel shots. Could you imagine if it was 4-1 Kiki to him? Y'all believe in steel shots. Could you imagine if she had all this evidence? You guys are full of shit. The police came. There's text messages. There's fucking audio of the woman saying she hit him. There's bruises, scratches. If Kiki had all of this, the man would be in jail. She come out with steel shots, and we just supposed to believe it. You guys are fucking crazy. I'm out of here. I'm not going to even get my blood pressure going. Somebody said, you believe in his photos. No, I'm not believing his photos, but he's providing more evidence than she is. I'm leaning toward whoever has the most evidence. Neither one of us was there. So, and when you're in court, who got the best evidence? He got better evidence than she do. He got a stronger case that she whooping his ass, that he got one, that she got one of him whooping hers. To me, if I'm the juror, it's 4-1. So anyway, I love y'all. Until next time, keep that same energy. Subscribe to the channel. Unsubscribe. I don't give a fuck what you do. I love y'all. And we might do another live, but you know, y'all gotta be the person. We might do another live. We might not. I'll see y'all. Y'all know what I mean? You feel me? But I love y'all, and I'll see you guys in the next video. All right. Peace out. Ah.